Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we feature in all Motown songs that contain a male reference in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from The Miracles, The Marvelettes, Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, Mary Wells, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Elgins, Eddie Kendricks, and Michael Jackson. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature all Motown songs that contain a male reference in the title of the song.
Sweet.
A Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, Hey Harmonica Man. He played the harmonica on that song, and it reached number 29 in the United States Billboard charts from 1964. Before that, the Marvelettes, and He's a Good Guy, Yes He Is, reaching number 55 from that same year, 1964. And we started with the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Mickey's Monkey, number 8 from 1963. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that contain a male reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, a song by the Supremes called I Guess I'll Miss the Man that didn't chart very high. Well, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, had stuck his foot in Hollywood's door at this time in 1972. And at this point, Lady Sings the Blues was soon to premiere. He put up $140,000 for a production of the musical called Pippin, and he recouped his investment many times over during that period of time. Well, Berry released the original cast album on the Motown record label while lifting three of the songs for his star roster. One of the three was recorded by the Supremes called I'll Guess I'll Miss the Man, and it became the first song from the musical Pippin to be released on a 45. It hit the streets before the musical opened on October 23, 1972. Well, I Guess I'll Miss the Man was produced by the corporation's Deke Richards and Shirley Matthews, and it was a top 20 AC hit that it barely made a ripple on the pop charts. Well, here are the Supremes, I Guess I Missed the Man, right here on Motown Memories.
I guess I'll miss the man, explain it if you can. His face was far from fine, but still I'll miss his face and wonder if he's missing mine. He never smiled enough, but though his words were gruff, I liked his shy, sad glance. I never told him so, but then I never got the chance. Sun. Some men are simple good men. This man wasn't
Junior Walker on the All Stars with Satan's Blues, and that didn't chart but was recorded and released in 1964. Then next 45 was Shotgun, which was a great song, reaching number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number 1 from 1965 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts. Before that, Mary Wells and Laughing Boy, number 15 from 1963. And we started with the Supremes, only reaching number 85 from 1972 in the post-Diana Ross era, and the song was called I Guess I Missed the Man. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that contain a male reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up, the Elgins and I Understand My Man, right here on Motown.
As I stand among my friends, I see heartaches and loneliness all around me. But my man and me, we found a key to a lifelong love of loyalty, and the reason is I understand.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Shoeshine boy, how you do your work so well? Shoeshine boy, trying to make a living, you go somewhere. Shoeshine boy, where you gonna be 10 years from now?
working so hard.
Michael Jackson and Ben, a smash hit reaching number one from 1972, and it was also featured in the movie by the same name called Ben. Before that, Eddie Kendricks and Shoeshine Boy reached number 18 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts and number one in the Billboard Blues Charts from 1975. And we started with the Elgins and I Understand My Man, and it reached number 92 in the Pop Charts, but number 35 in the Rhythm Blues Charts from 1967. For this half hour, we featured all Motown songs that contain a male reference in the title of the song. Well, coming up after the break, more Motown songs contain a male reference, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.